Sparta also only has one, and Mr. Lietzau is in the semifinals tonight. Devin Lietzau is a junior. He'll be wrestling at 132 in the semifinals. Holman has two in the Division I semifinals this evening. Turner Campbell at 126 pounds and Preston Pettaville at 138. Milton has a couple in the semifinals this evening in Division I. Kate Sarbacher of Stoughton will be there. Stoughton with only two wrestlers in the tournament this year. There's a young man at Mount Horeb Barneveld who wrestled at Sugar River last year, and that's Eli Leonard. He's a sophomore, and he'll be in the state semifinals tonight. I haven't talked about Mount Horeb Barneveld at all. They have two wrestlers here, both by the name of Eli.
Yep, but then you also have the, I want to come to the Sarbacher relationship because they ran into Tom and Kim both. Tom, his sons wrestled for Verona High School, and now that relation of his, I think, with a grandson wrestling for Stoughton. And then his brother Tim now is coaching the Mount Horeb wrestlers at Mount Horeb.
As the head coach?
As the head coach, okay. Yeah. So that all ties in. But, yeah,
Tim is the dad of Cade that won state championship for Iowa Grand Highland.
Yes, where his boys wrestled. And now you also have Sarbacher Wrestling School there in Cobb, Wisconsin, too, which a lot of those Iowa Grant, Mineral Point, all those young athletes, you always talk about AWA wrestling. We want to pinpoint a really good wrestling school in our region, and that's Sarbacher Wrestling in Cobb, Wisconsin.
I think we have one in Richmond Center run by a guy named
Cleary. Thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that, too.
I think we should have a Kirk Layer School of Wrestling.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Our school of officiating.
Well, that
like
we might have to try. I've been doing that on an informal basis for quite a few years. Still do with helping out with the Devils and Duels.
And speaking of the officials, I do want to say that we have some good young officials here at the state tournament, and I'm sure that you had something to do with accelerating and helping some of these guys along, like Ryan McGuire of Fitchburg and Matt Boyer of Baraboo, helping him along.
Yeah.
Guthrie of Bloomington. And
he's got some of the old officiating equipment, especially for football.
So we appreciate that. Not only your help.
There's some more there, too, I can mention, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you train Nicolotti?
Well, we grew up together. I was in it for a while, and then he came in as a young man. The lacrosse area, him and Matt Prochinski and Dale Prochinski. So yeah, those are all new ones. Grew up with Scott Brookman too. I didn't really even knew. Well, he's only a couple of years ahead of me as far as a wrestler. He even pointed out to me at one time, if I had made weight one year at the Dells tournament, him and I actually would have got to meet, but I didn't make weight that time.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, there are a lot of these other ones. Like I said, Jeff Gross, he's got a relationship through his wife to the Viroqua area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just Ryan McGuire is a great young official in this area. And then just, it's a really good group there. But enough said with those guys.
All right. Well, we do appreciate them. That's for sure. Why don't we take a break? We'll be back with more as our coverage of this afternoon session from Madison continues. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
The weather is so unpredictable.
but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs, suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders, and if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final, Thursday, February 29th only. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Well, during our break, the tournament came to a close for the Baraboo Thunderbirds as Braylon Owen was defeated 4-3. Earlier, Talon Pickler lost, and Mr. Oberg had a medical forfeit, David, in the early rounds of the consolation bracket, and he bowed out. So
yeah, they posted that before we even started wrestling this morning. Yeah.
So the Baraboo Triumvirate is done. We see the Thunderbirds quite often at the Richland Invitational. They had three wrestlers here at State, but their tournament has come to a close.
We'll have to pay attention, Bill, because they've already started Division II again.
They are, huh?
Yeah, they're on mat one and three.
This round of Division I consolation.
Wow, yeah.
Two matches in each weight class. We only have a couple more that we haven't mentioned. That would be Jackson Hughes of Unalaska Luther at 165, and freshman Reed Polk of Middleton, 27-3 at 190 pounds. That's not bad for a freshman.
No.
He's out there right now, in fact, and has a 2-0 lead as he wrestles Harry Bortolotti of Whitefish Bay. That's on mat number 8, or excuse me, mat number 6.
I think a D2 up on mat 1 all the way up to 120 already. Then it's going to go on mat 2, 106 and 126 right away. Then on mat 3, 32 and 38.
Well, why don't we...
Then Milton's on deck on mat 5.
Okay. David, why don't we look at mat number 4.
Okay.
As Wisconsin Dells lone wrestler in this tournament, Nick Erslin, is making his way to the mat.
Rush. Yep. Looks like they're about ready to get started here. Two rider from Bloomer Colfax, sophomore, 37-10. And Nick Erslin, Wisconsin Dells, a senior, 39-6. And as Bill mentioned, the lone wrestler from the Wisconsin Dells Chiefs, I believe they still the Chiefs.
That is correct. Second state tournament appearance for Erslin. He was here last year, lost his opening round match. And he won his first match this year, then was defeated by Ethan Hady of Richmond Center. And now, as David said, wrestling Drew Ryder of Bloomer Colfax. The tournament continues for the winner, does not for the man who falls short.
You guys are on their feet wrestling, but they end up going off the edge of the mat. They'll work back to the center and get reset here with 44 seconds on the clock. Number six-seeded Ryder, number seven-seeded Erslund. Already jumped into Division Two, as we mentioned.
Matt, number three, yep, that's Peters from Seymour against,
Erslund and Ryder, they're still battling here. No score on the board. 11 seconds to go here. They work the edge of the mat to come off. Left to get reset with 8 seconds on the clock. Finish out this first period here with a score of 0-0. We'll get the flip of the disc there. And the red choice, that is Ryder. He's going to go down. He'll start this second period in the down position. Erslund is going to ride his left side. Off the whistle, Ryder pops up to his feet, gets the hand control, but Erslund is able to trip him and take him right back to the mat. Erslund's in control, riding the right side. And they come to their feet and they circle off. Control is still in favor of Erslund.
We have Parker Mills now on the mat, but five out there wrestling right now.
Yep.
He's wrestling Parker Owens from Coleman.
Parker versus Parker.
Parker.
Parker's leading 2-0.
Thank you.
There you go.
That would be Parker Owens.
That was nice for you to clarify that, David. Yeah, we're getting into all wrestlebacks on 2 and 3 on almost every mat now.
Like just a couple Division One matches to finish here. 190 and 215, and then they'll all be 2 and 3. It's going to lead us up to tonight's semifinal matches, which are always a blast.
That's for sure.
Sometimes those are better than the finals. Back to Erslund and Ryder. Erslund and Wisconsin Dells. Ryder gets the escape just a second ago, 1 minute to go in this second period. Excuse me. 1-0 for Ryder from Bloomer Colfax. So off the mat and a warning stalling against Erslund now. Got to keep that in mind. Now it looks like he may be working on a contact or something.
Parker Owens still out front 2-0. They're a minute into the second period over Parker Mills, no?
Back to action with Erslund and Ryder. Ryder down on a double leg, goes to the single. Trying to score here, but Erslund's doing a good job countering. Looks like he's got the wizard in and fighting it. And we're going to get a stalemate. So good counter there for Erslund to stop that. Another attempt for Ryder, but Erslund crawls back, keeps his feet back. Now he's trying to do a drag, tried to slide by. Ryder popped up to his feet, not allowing him to get around the corner. He reaches down, grabs the leg. Now Erslund's got his leg in there. That should be not a takedown yet because Ryder's got Erslund's leg. He's got to reach back and peel that hand off. Coaches are telling him. He's going to run out of time. That's a tough one. They're not getting that takedown as Ryder was hanging on to that leg right behind the knee, even though Erslund had the leg in. We're going to start the third period now. 1-0 still for Ryder as Erslund starts down. Erslund pops up to his feet, gets the hand control, swings around and goes right to the leg. Could have had an escape, but he goes for the reversal. So 11 seconds into the third period, he takes the lead, 2-1. Boy, he broke the hand control, and he whipped right around and dove right down for a low single and used his quickness to his benefit. Now Ryder works up to his feet, and he's going to break the hand control. But instead of diving in for a single leg, he backs out and resets. So we have a tied match now, 2-2, 1:35 on the clock in the match.
Parker Owens up 5-0 now in the third period against Parker Milsma. Paston needs to get something going here. Parker Milsma, or his season's going to be over.
No other close wrestlers are just scanning the big board there. Ursland ends up getting another takedown, 1:11 on the clock, potentially dangerous, but he's going to get a 4-2 lead here. And Ryder has to go down. He's red. Ursland will continue to be in control and take the top side.
Like you said, with only two matches in each weight class, flying through these weights fairly quick. We're already up to 126 on mat two.
Yeah, they got all eight mats still loaded to the boys. Now the girls are done till later on.
D1's almost done as soon as seven's done.
Yep. So moving right along here. Ursland still in control, down to 40 seconds, 4-2. He again is leading Drew Ryder of Bloomer Colfax, a sophomore. Ursland.
Well, he's got another period down there in that D1 match.
And that is between, in case you were wondering, Nehemiah Lendobea of Kakona and Nathaniel Langdon of Elkhorn.
You just wanted to see if you could say that name, did you?
And who knows if I said it correctly.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you.
That's fine with me. Great job, Bill.
Yep, good job. Much. You can have it. We're down to 10 seconds in Nick Ursland's match. There is, he's able to break down Ryder here as they had to get reset. In control here, 4-2. And 4-2 is going to be your final there. So Nick Ursland of Wisconsin, the winner at Division 2, 113-pound consolation.
Parker Owens defeated Parker Milsma from Cashton 5-2 in that match. So now we're going to be jumping up in almost all these matches into the lower 120s.
We have a final on Lucas Orloff. Did he,
well, they haven't gone on the mat yet.
He's not out there yet. Thank you.
He's on, they're on mat 7, supposed to be Orloff coming out.
Yep, okay. He's on deck there.
Head race of Sugar River against Gaza of Mauston or Nasita. That's also on deck. Ingham Prairie to Sheen against Wiggle of Belmont Flatfield. That's on deck. And so is Wolfhead of Royal Wanewalk Center. We should probably pick up on that one.
Oh, I see we got a conference rematch on deck out there on mat 3. Ingham from Prairie to Sheen against Weigel from Belmont Flatfield.
Yep. Radovich is also on deck from New Lisbon on mat number 6. We're going to have all sorts of stuff to keep an eye on. And again, the winners of these matches have their tournaments continue. The losers are done. And in the case of Parker Milsna, underclassman, looking forward to having him back here from Cashton next year. Cashton lost a couple of seniors at the sectional, Jack Schreier and Henry Briggan. It's always tough to see those seniors fall one step shy of the state tournament. The two from Riverdale come to mind.
Yep,
and
for sure.
Cole Brenninger of Richland Center. This close to being down here.
Yep.
And, boy, that's tough.
It's always, you say it's a qualifying tournament, but when that season ends, it's kind of heartbreaking for those seniors. Another final down here on mat number 1. That would be the Collins from East Troy winning there against Rompage from, that would be that Lake Country Lutheran that you told me about earlier, Bill.
His first name is McAllister.
Uh, my score sheet looks bad. So right, oh, we do have Jaden Geyer out there from Westby right now wrestling on mat number 5. Is the junior there, tries to keep his season going, but he trails 2-1 in that match against at 120. That's against Honky. Honky is from Lomira, and that is Marshall Hankey taking on Jaden Geyer there at 120 Division 3.
You'd like to finish that one out, Kirk, and then we'll hand the mic over to
Then we'll go down and do somebody else's match. Right now, Jaden Geyer's got a chance to score here, get the takedown here, and get him right back in this match. They come back to their feet again. Anki from Elmira. Jaden Geyer, a state place winner here last year, trying to get back on that podium. Now it's a 3-1 score as the escape was finally given to Honky. Orloff is heading out on the mat now. David will keep track of that one. This Geyer's got 20 seconds here to get himself back in this match with a takedown. He's really fighting hard here. I would think either he'll get a takedown here or he'll get a warning stalling. Oh, nice slide by Honky. And now he goes up 5-1 in that match in the second period is going to end. Anything down there with Orloff yet, David?
Nope. Actually, not even zeros on the board. It's all blank. 34 seconds to go in the first period.
Eight. Third period's going to start. Now Jaden Geyer's down, but he's got 2 minutes to make up 4 points and keep his season alive here and see if he can get back on that podium. As they said last year, I believe he was fifth or sixth down at 106 or 113, somewhere in there.
Sink in here quick. Kurt Orloff finally got the takedown with 5 seconds to go in the first period. So at the end of one, he leads 2-0.
I see my notes here. Jaden was sixth at 106 last year. Right now he comes in. He got the escape. But now he's coming in with a single leg. He's got to get this takedown here, and that would bring him in within 1 point. But again, Honky does a nice job, or Hankey, whatever you pronounce that, gets out of that with a whizzer, gets his foot back down to the mat. It's all right, though, too. Jaden could come out. They break away. So Jaden would maybe come in there with a nice lateral drop, but now again, it's Honky in with a deep single leg shot. If nothing else, that starts just burning away clock for him. Needs a stalemate here to get back out. Oh, but he does come out the backside and scores another takedown. And now it is 7-2. Update on Orloff down there, David?
Yep, he's up 4-0 on the board, but he's got near fall coming. They give him 2 more for the near fall. Second period started on his feet, got a takedown and put him on his back. Leading 6-0, 1:10 to go in the second period.
Jake? 7-3 now is Geyer was able to come out, got an escape and a takedown. So now we're in the point where this is interesting. Now he's going to let him go. It's now going to be 8-5, but now the clock has got 25. Oh, another nice slide by Honky. And now he goes up 10-5. We're going to go to you, David.
6-0 yet. 53 seconds. Looks like blood time on Volkoff from Bonduel, not Bonduel. As the announcer in the stadium here has been saying all weekend so far, Bonduel.
We have Radovich out there, too, on mat 6. He's taking on Sanchez from Shiocton.
Is that a final there for us?
Is that on mat 5? Oh, yeah, that's the final 14-5. Hockey against over Geyer. So Geyer's season will end. He'll have to rely on coming back as a senior to see if he can back on the award stand.
Speaking of Bonduel, should we tell our story, David?
Sure, go ahead.
At the hotel last night, we rode in an elevator with a guy. Looked like he was a wrestling dad, and he was. I think he had a Bonduel shirt on.
Yep.
We pronounced it correctly, yes?
Wolpat's out here now.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt your story.
Heaven forbid. Well, turns out the guy's name was Berg, and both of his daughters for Bondiwell had won two matches and will be in the state semifinals tonight. We talked about that. This morning, we get on the elevator to downstairs at the hotel, and there's a young man in there in swimming trunks. And I just said to him, he's about 8 years old, I said, "Are you a wrestler?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Are you from Bondiwell?" "Yes." And I said, "Is your name Berg?" And he said, "Yes."
Oh, Gunnar Wolpak comes out here. Real great start. He gets an escape or a takedown and back points, and he can get himself into that placement match real quick.
Got him right on his back. They're looking for a pin. 15 seconds to go in that match. Meanwhile, we'll jump back to Orloff as he's increased his lead 8-1. 15 seconds to go in the second period. Johnner is nearing the end of his first period. Weigel of Belmont, Platteville, Ingham of Prairie du Chien are out there. They're in the middle of the second period. The score is 0-0.
Alexander Radovich is also there. One period in the books, he trails Sanchez of Chioxin 2-1.
I threw that one out there, and they didn't follow up on it, did I?
Speaking of follow-up, I did see the young man's dad then in the lobby this morning, Mr. Berg.
Yep.
I said, "I met your son." I said, "What's his name?" He said, "Ethan." I said, "I want to remember Ethan Berg. Someday
there you
he's
go.
Going to win a state wrestling championship." And I knew him when he was in the elevator as an 8-year-old.
There you go. Oh, nice slide by there by, get to the name here, Birdshaw from Wyoega Fremont. That's a name, too, you're going to talk about next week. Wyoega Fremont punched their ticket to the team state tournament. But now it's 6-2 as we're a minute 30 left in the second period. As Wolpat now got an escape and going takedowns again. Be in the last few seconds. Yours, David.
Yeah, Lucas Orloff is up 9-1, looking to add here a takedown. He's in complete control of his match. Down here on mat 7. Just about a minute to go there. He gets that takedown 11-1. 1:05 on the clock. Lucas in control there. Nobody else out there other than Donner. Weigel and Ingham, 1-0 Ingham. Matt 3 down here in front of us.
Yep.
And Orloff goes off the mat. They'll go back for the final 36 seconds on the clock, up 11-1.
6-2, 30 seconds to go in Wolpat's second period.
Orloff's going to cover here as he's been in control this whole period. Got the takedown early in the period and just continues to score. Good rider on top, tough, tight weight there as Bogas is able to Granby roll out of it and faces him. He's going to get one on the board, get to a 9-point deficit, but just like that, it looks like Orloff has got a great chance of scoring a takedown here. Still no takedown awarded, 11-2 in the last few seconds here. 11-2 victory for Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle.
We're going to switch over Radovich's match real quick because he made a big comeback there in that period. He got a takedown and a 3-point near fall. Now he has an 8-4 lead going into the third period. And Wolpat got another takedown. And so now as soon as I say that, he's going to score again, so I'm going to be quiet for a second. And he does get another takedown. He got a takedown at the end of the second period to go up 6-2 or 8-2. And now he just got another one, and now he's up 8-2.
10-2.
10-2. Thanks, David. I knew as soon as I said that, I was wrong.
Yeah, he's really poured on the offense here and short some points a little fast.
So I'll go over and watch Radovich finish his third period, and you do Gunner for the third period here finish out.
All right, yeah, third period, 120 to go for Gunner. Senior 10-2, looking to get into a medal round here. He wrestled for Royal Waniwak Center.
Correct. Hey, you got all that in there, yeah.
Last weekend it was Waniwak Central.
Central? Okay,
young man at middle point, did not know it was centers.
Radovich adds to his score over there, up 9-4 now.
Gunners to 10-2 lead here, under a minute to go, 45 seconds. He's facing Carter Burdisoff from Wadawiga Fremont, a freshman. Freshman with a record of 41-5, and Gunner, the senior, has been in complete control of this match, 10-2, 30 seconds to go. Burdisoff is trying to do a Grammy roll, trying anything, stand up, switch, just not able to get off the bottom here. Gunner's been really tough on top, keeping the pressure on his hips, down on the mat. 10 seconds to go with a 10-2 lead as Gunner Wolpat. This victory here should put him in a medal round.
No, Mr. Radovich got caught and got pinned there, and he's going to lose that match to Sanchez from Chiok. Got caught in the head throw that he had scored on last period, and beat an end for him.
Had a 9-4 lead, didn't he?
Yep. Final in Gunner's match?
Final is 10-2.
That's what I thought. Good job, Gunner. He's got a chance, as Bill had said earlier, anywhere from third to sixth. Pick your medal.
Why don't we take a break? We'll be back with more. This is the consolation round in Divisions 2 and 3. The winners move on and are one win away from wrestling for third. If they lose the next match, they'll still play, so they'll either be fifth or sixth, depending on what happens. Our coverage continues for Madison in just a moment. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Here at the Cole Center in Madison, we have a big scoreboard in the center that keeps updating. What do you call that? Some kind of a
Jumbotron?
Jumbotron. That's what word I was looking for.
Yeah, Jumbotron.
They constantly are updating and changing and telling you who's next and who's on deck and trying to keep up on our area wrestlers. We've made reference to a battle between Prairie du Chien and Belmont Plaxton. And we need to follow up on that one. That was 132 pounds, I believe, between Ingham and Weagle. How did that one turn out?
I never got that one.
I might have it actually here. 132?
Yes, sir.
Ingham, 3-0.
Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien with a win. Sees his tournament continue. It comes to an end for Dylan Weagle, sophomore for Belmont Platteville. 3-0 win for Ingham of Prairie du Chien. Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien is closing in on a victory. Mat number 3, he has a 4-3 lead over Andre Sanchez of Wittenberg Burnhamwood.
We're about halfway through this wrestleback round because we're in the 144 to even as high as 157 matches. So we have a bunch of local wrestlers on deck. Waldner from Ithaca, Perkins from Richland Center, Imhoff from Isle Grant Highland,
yep.
Greeno from DeSoto. Bill said that.
Water from Riverdale. Did you
know? He's out there now, too. Yes, on Matt 7. So it's like a Christmas tree out there.
Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien just finishes up. He will win his match by the score of 4-3. And he'll move on in the consolation bracket at 144. Let's turn our attention to Riley Wanick of Riverdale, David.
Where's he at?
I thought you said he was up.
No. He's up, but he's on deck on 7.
Oh, okay. We got to wait for the match.
Yeah, but Imhoff is going to be on 6 now. That's the closest one we got going. Like we said, though, Matt 8, we're going to keep an eye on that one because as soon as Waldner steps on the mat against Dulman, we're going to go down there. We'll stay with I'll cover Imhoff here for a while.
All right.
If he takes on McGee from Glenwood City here at 150. Make sure I get the Glenwood City. Yeah, Mitchell McGee from Glenwood City, as he takes on Tyson Imhoff. But as soon as you see Waldner down there, let's go down there.
Okay.
They're going takedowns. I always like the Glenwood City uniforms when they wear these stripes like this. I think they're cool. Tyson Imhoff drop a tough, what, the 45th time that him and Tyler Zavis wrestled this year. He comes in with a deep single leg, and this time a nice spin dump. And he hasn't got quite it yet. Now he's going to have to come back with a double leg. Now McGee's trying to throw him through, and they did go out of bounds. Ryan Owens over there already counting near fall points or something. I don't know what he's counting. Go back to neutral. Tyson had another nice double leg shot, but McGee fights it off. Now he tries to swing through that. One thing that's fun on watching these Iowa Grant wrestlers is, of course, the middleweights are really tough, but the quickness and the
flexibility of them to snap through things.
Give you a quick update there, Kurt. Division 2, 165. Sees Maddox Goble of Darlington Blackhawk. He's out there against.
And we mentioned that Ryder Swenson, the Boscobel ties.
And it's a 7-0 lead for Goble.
Yeah, Maddox is, you know, like we say, I don't think Jimmy Wolf's going to have to wear that tie he promised to wear at the motel, but who knows, if he gets all of them still back in the tournament, we might see that tonight. Tyson Emhoff starts out the second period here on top, riding in with a nice bar there, but now he's getting a little high. Looked like he was trying to go for cross-face cradle. He hopefully has that locked up. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a whole lot of anything right now.
Hanging on to the ankle is about all he has.
Yeah, that's about all he has. McKee's got a lock on his single leg, but he doesn't look like, I think they're both hoping for a stalemate here. Although now McGee's coming out more to where he could get a neutral position. And there's that stalemate I thought could happen maybe a little quicker. Any updates that were quick?
Yep. Or ready to go with Waldner.
I'm going to go down with you with Waldner. I'll keep an eye on Tyson then.
All right, Nolan Waldner, Ithaca Weston. His opponent is Troy Dulman, Cornell Gilman, Lake Holcomb, a senior. Nolan is a junior. We're down here on mat 8.
Hey, Phil, you watch that mat 2-1 there, because that's where Perkins now is on deck.
Yes, sir. We get started with Nolan's mat. Talked earlier with head coach Troy Clary. Really confident with Nolan on his feet, wrestling offense and takedown. Schulman is a senior, 37-7. He's looking to score a takedown here, but Nolan is battling it, keeping his balance here. But then he does get tripped up and gets to the mat as Schulman will get the first takedown. Schulman gets the early 2-0 lead. He's trying to step up high through the leg. Nolan works, able to work back to his belly, gets up to his face, and his hands and knees.
Goal scored. Emhoff, second period. He'll go third period down.
Nolan continues to work the tight waist. At the end of the period, it'll be 2-0 lead for Nolan from Cornell Gilman, Lake Holcomb. Schulman defers to Nolan. Nolan knows where he wants to be. He's going on his feet, looking for takedowns. Comes in at an attempt at a double leg, backs out, retreats, gets reset. Good head snap there. Just about got around the corner. Keeping heavy hips with the front headlock. Trying to get Schulman down to the mat. Schulman slips into a single leg and gets Nolan up off the mat, and he is able to return him, taking a 4-0 lead. 1:35 to go in the second period. Now Dolman's in high through the leg, nearly getting the shoulders exposed. Now he has. As Nolan is able to turn his hips, gets back to his belly, but he does give up. 2 near falls, so a 6-0 lead now. Just over a minute to go in the second period. They go off the mat and they work their way back to the center as Nolan will be down. Schulman will be on top. Nolan gets flattened out by Schulman. Does that same thing where he lifts the leg, he steps in deep between the legs. Now he's just taking him over, getting near fall here. Just muscling Nolan over. He didn't really have the cradle locked. He's in that position through the leg and over the head, but didn't have his hands locked up. Gets the 2 near falls, goes up 8-0 now. 33 seconds to go in the period as they go off the mat. They'll have to reset. 31 on the clock. 8-0 lead for Dulman from Cornell, Gilman, Lake Holcomb.
We're going to have three local area guys all on the mat at once, with Walmer down there, Perkins down here, and Greeno over there on mat six.
Big Perkins is ready to go on mat number one.
Them off did win 5-0.
Thank you.
Back to Nolan Walder's mat.
Stay down there until we get something else going here.
Yep. Closing seconds of the second period, still 8-0 lead for Dualman.
Keith Perkins taking on Joseph Wold from Campbellsport, a senior, third place finisher last year, right now 47-4. Finish up, David.
All right, we're going to start the third period. Nolan's going to be in the top position. Let's see if he can get a turn here. Or some penny combinations, looking for a pin. Matt Seven just finished with a pin there. That will open up for Riley Wanick, so we'll keep an eye on all three of these guys, Waldner, Wanick, and Perkins. It looks like Perkins,
oh, Perkins
a
might
pin.
Give us a... Oh. Didn't get us out of it. I thought we were going to maybe have some flexibility. We don't want to miss much of Seth Greeno wrestling over there, too, because we didn't cover him earlier. But an early takedown there by Perkins. He got two takedown and two near fall. Now an escape. Back to you, David.
All right. I just peeked over there, and I thought, oh, man, we're going to get a pin, but...
It was exciting for a second.
Meanwhile, Walder still fighting there, trying not to give up another takedown as Dualman is in on a single leg. Just over a minute to go, down by nine is Waldner. Riley Wanick started his match. He's out there against Nowak. And there went those advertisements on the board.
Another nice slide by Perkins. But then an escape right after, so now it should be 6-2, I think.
Looks like 10-2 now for Dualman over Waldner as he gets an escape. Riley Wanick, the senior from Riverdale, he's facing Isaiah Nowak, a junior from Coleman. So keep an eye on that one, too.
I got blood time here, so now I can come off his. Greeno's, I think, is 0-0, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. And Wanick's is what?
That's 0-0
after. Close to the end of the first period.
Down to the final 30 seconds here for Waldner as he's down by eight. Got to have a big move, but we're going to have a stalemate. Now he's going to have to go in for a throw of some sort. 21 seconds.
That's what he needs is a chance for a throw.
Got to get inside.
Wanick did give up the takedown.
And as he tries to drop over top of the head, Dualman drops in on a single leg, making it tough for Nolan to score here. Riley Wanick is down injured. Didn't see what happened.
I didn't either.
Let's keep an eye on that as Nolan is finishing up it here. But Nolan Waldner is going to be defeated by a score of 10-2.
Seth Greeno, did he score? No, that's second period, no score. He got taken down and he was being ridden, Riley Wanick. But looks like he's holding his head a little bit.
Yep.
Back to Perkins action. I'm going to switch it down there unless Bill tells me I can't.
I just want to say congratulations to Nolan Waldner coming down here to state, winning a match as a junior. Disappointing for him. He'll end the season with a loss, but everybody but state champion pretty much ends up that way.
Yep.
But congratulations to Nolan Waldner. Hopefully we'll see him and a bunch of teammates back here next year.
Second period just getting started here, 6-2. It's been a physical match so far. So far, it's been in Perkins' favor. Still no score over there in Greeno's match. I know David's watching that, plus Wanick.
Yep, I got one eye on each.
There you go. Now it's Bowles who's being a little more aggressive on his feet, but that's where Perkins seemed to have used his advantage. The only thing that's a little bit charm is the arm he wants to tie up, and that's the one he's tying up to in a Russian. So far, Keith's been able to use his quickness.
Mentioned quick, Riley Wanick does get an escape, 2-1 now. Looks to be in good shape. He too, is running a Russian arm tie.
He went in, tried for a Kelly takedown, and got caught on it. And now he tried to go to a Gramby roll. Now he's in danger of Volt coming over the top and locking up a cradle. But now he's got the Gramby roll locked, and now he's got him over. He's got the takedown. Plus the near fall points here. But now Voles is going to come back around and try to lock in a crossbody right of his own. Going to have
3 for the take or near fall, and then 2 for Vols for a reversal. So that's going to make the score right now 11-4 in favor of Keith Perkins.
Riley Wanick has also added to his score. He's got a takedown and a near fall to get up 6-2 with 45 seconds in the second period. Meanwhile, Seth Greeno of DeSoto is still down by a score of 2-0 start of the third period.
Bowles trying to during a crossface Turk on Perkins. But I tell you, I'm impressed by the way Keith Perkins wrestles on the mat. He just always is looking to pull you off the top and step over you and put you in a lot of trouble. And he's getting real close. There he stepped over. Wasn't able to catch him on his back, but he stepped over and got the reversal. Period's going to end 13-4. Back to you, David.
All right. Riley is continuing the pressure on Nowak from Coleman. 6-2 at the end of the second period. Doing a great job on top, bouncing back after that first period injury.
These two wrestlers, Pete Perkins and Richmond Center, Riley Wanick of Riverdale, on similar paths. They were both here as sophomores. Both missed the state tournament series last year, missed much of the season. Both have come back, and both are doing well here at the Cole Center.
Bowles up to his feet, has a single again, trying to drag Teague down. But this is where Teague is scramble wrestling, and he just reached back for that. Looking if he's just keeping the pressure on. Now he's got the takedown. Now he's scoring near fall again. Come on, Teague, get it all.
Richmond Center fans are right down there in front of that mat. I see a lot of black and orange getting awfully excited,
man.
Kurt.
Manny, you got close to getting sucked under with a nearside roll. That would have been good. 15-4, 120 left, David.
All right. Riley Wanick still up 6-2, 122 to go as he's been in control of this match. Seth Greeno, meanwhile, is now down 4-0 and the final seconds of that match.
Seth
Greeno is going to be defeated by a score of 4-0.
Where Teague's just got to be careful here now. He's in a great position in this match. Just don't want to get caught in a big throw. That's what Vols is looking for right now with a front headlock. Nice slide by as going out of bounds. Hey, David?
1 point escape there for Nowak to get within 5, under a minute, 51 seconds to go. 5-point lead there for Riley Wanick of Riverdale, the senior, continuing to lead this match. Both guys wrestling on their feet.
Down to the last 30 seconds here, 15-5. Teague in a good spot to maybe spin around and just salt this away with another takedown. 17-5. Last 20 seconds. Where are you at, David?
We're they moved it on me. 24 seconds also for Wanick here as he gets another takedown. 10-3. And near fall. Maybe a pin. 15 seconds to go. And stop the match. Greenar near fall. And must
17-5.
Be a penalty point.
Keith Perkins is going to be on the awards stand.
Riley Wanick's heading the same place. He's up 12-4 with 13 seconds. He gave up a penalty point there to stop the potential pin for Wanick. But an 8-point lead here with 9 seconds to go. Just riding him out. Let him go. Get him up to his feet. Stay out of a throw. 3 seconds. Final will be 12-5. Riley Wanick, 2 for Riverdale, is going to medal.
Nice job, gentlemen. Steve Perkins of Richland Center, Riley Wanick of Riverdale, both win that crucial first round match in the consolation bracket. They will now play. They each need to win one more match.
Like you say, all the adversity those two young and been through in the last 2 years after placing here 2 years ago, you just cheer every time they step on the mat.
The injuries they fought through this year.
And they're still battling those injuries.
Yes.
Now, they didn't go away. Yeah, you can see them out there, you know. Riley got a good bump on the head, I think, early in that first round of that match, and he just shook it off.
Well,
we're on the home stretch. We're down to about seven matches, and I don't know that a lot of them have implications here for Southwestern Wisconsin. So we'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment from Madison. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals on all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. This starts with your agent. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Based on an understanding of your situation, our agency can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, the policy that covers what you need, and nothing you don't. Competitive rates are just the beginning. From there, our agency can help you create a personal price plan just for you, digging deep to find options that may meet your need at a price that's right for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
100.9 WRCO.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome back. We've said goodbye to Kirk Layer. He's got family obligations and then a grandson to watch and a big track meet tomorrow. So we appreciate the help provided by Kirk, erstwhile wrestler, official, announcer. We've had him as part of this team for many, many years. He always adds to our broadcast, and we appreciate his enthusiasm and expertise. Pretty much have updated our program in Division II all the way up through 175 pounds. There is a match in the third period at 190. But as far as area wrestlers go,
We've taken care of things. Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien at 285 is out there.
Yep.
He's trailing 7-6 in the last period.
Now he's got a takedown. He's up now 8-7.
You want to finish that one out?
Yeah, we got a minute 19 to go. That's 285-pound match. As Bill mentioned, Jack Simmons, sophomore, just a young sophomore from Prairie du Chien. Now he's looking for a pin there. I believe that's him on top. Yeah,